I want to bring warm greetings from the Central Coast Baptist Association.
我要, 在这里做一个简报。
And I want to bless you in the name of Jesus.
我要在神的名下来祝福你们。
Today I want to talk to you about a very famous story in the Bible.
今天我要跟你们讲一个很有名的圣经故事。
Very simple story in the Bible.
非常简单的一个故事。
It's a book of Jonah.
是约拿的故事。
God tells Jonah to go somewhere.
神叫约拿去一个地方。
Jonah says, I don't want to go.
但是约拿却说我不去。
So he actually heads some other place.
所以他就往别处去了。
God sends a big storm.
神就造了一个很大的一个风暴。
And then he gets thrown overboard.
他就被抛入海里。
We all know the story. He gets swallowed up by a big fish.
我们都知道以下的故事, 他被大鱼吞了在鱼肚里。
We're very familiar with this story.
我们对这个故事非常的熟悉。
And this is perhaps the reason why I love the story.
这就是为什么我非常喜欢这个故事。
Let me read for you from Jonah chapter 1, verse 1 through 3.
让我, 重新来, 我们来看这个, 从约拿书第一章, 第一节到第三节。
The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found the ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord.
好，我们一起来念。 耶和华的话临到雅米泰的儿子约拿说：“你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的恶达到我的面前。”约拿却起来逃往他师去躲避耶和华，下到约帕，遇见一只船要往他师去，他就给了船架，上了船。
Amen. Now, why would anyone run away from God?
为什么有人会要从神的面前、神的同在逃走呢？
That's the question I want to ask you today.
这是我想要问你们的问题。Why
would anybody run away from God?
为什么有人要从神的面前逃跑呢？
Was God so scary?
神是那么可怕吗？
Was he so repulsive?
神是那么
Why would anybody run away from God?
为什么有人要从神的面前逃跑呢?
So I want to talk to you in three points why Jonah ran away from God.
我在这里要跟你们讲到三个重点，为什么约拿要从神的面前逃跑。
One of the reasons he ran away from God is because he did not like what God was telling him to do.
其中一个原因是他不喜欢神命令他的事。
We don't have problem with God.
我们对神并没有什么问题。
Actually, we really like God.
说实在的，我们蛮喜欢神的。All
the world actually likes God.
这世界上也非常喜欢神。We
just don't like what He's telling me to do.
我们只是不喜欢他命令我们去做的事。We
want God to be God.
我们要神当自己的神。But
leave me alone.
不要来管我，不要来吵我。Don't
tell me what to do.
不要告诉我应该做什么。Because
I want to be me.
因为我想当我自己。
So we all like God.
我们都喜欢神。
Even the non-believers like God.
就算不信神的人也喜欢神。
Even the non-believers, when they get in trouble, they say, Oh my God!
就算不信的人,不信的神遇到事情的时候,他们都呼求神。
But we don't like what he says.
但是我们却很不喜欢他所说的。
God told Jonah, I want you to go to where? Nineveh, to the people of Nineveh, and I want you to actually go and preach against those people.
神跟约拿讲说，我要你到尼尼微城，在那里服侍他们，告诉他们。
Nineveh actually would become the capital of Assyria.
尼尼微城事实上是亚述的首都。Assyria
would be one of the big world dominating empire that would take over Israel.
尼尼微城这个亚述呢，确实事实上是能够来征服以色列，成为一个非常大的国家。
They would actually become, their growing power, they would actually become my worst enemy.
他们的势力一直在增强, 是会成为以色列最大的一个敌人。
They're going to come and oppress Israelites.
他们要来, 征服要来欺负以色列人。
Nineveh will become the capital of that nation or that empire.
尼尼微城就会成为这个亚述的首都。
So when God says, "I want you to go to Nineveh and preach your message against the Jonah," said, "I don't want to do that."
当神告诉约拿说你要到尼尼微城去服侍他们，告诉他们我要告诉他的，约拿并不想去。
I don't like those people.
我不喜欢那些人。
He does obey partially.
他有部分的服从。
He actually gets up.
他有起来。
He actually goes.
他也去了。
But he says, I don't want to go there.
但是他说我不想去那边。
I want to go this way.
我要去这边。
Jonah ran away from God.
约拿从神的面前逃走。
Because he didn't like what God was telling him to do.
因为他不喜欢神对他下的命令。
All of us here, we don't run away from God because we don't like God, but we don't like what he's telling me to do.
就像我们会从神的面前逃走，不是我们不喜欢神，而是我们不喜欢他对我们所说要我们去做的事。
We have a good way to justify why we do it.
我们很多时候可以合理化我们的行为。
We have a lot of reasons why we're not doing what he's telling me to do.
我们有很多的理由跟借口。
But ultimately, we say no. I don't want to do what God is telling me to do.
但是最后我们会拒绝神，告诉他我们不想做你要我们做的事。
Now let me point out the fact that we're talking about a prophet of God.
我们现在要讲到这个，他是神的先知。
It would be like a pastor in this day and age.
在今天的世代，就像是一个牧师。
Somebody that is working and serving God.
是服侍神啊，在神的教会服侍他的人。
And he says, I don't want to do what God's telling me to do.
他说我不想要做神叫我做的事。
So I would call this a higher sin.
我会讲说这是一个比较高级的罪。
All the non-believers don't commit this sin.
一般的信徒呢不会犯这样的罪。
Non-believers just say, I don't like God.
不信神的人只会说哦，我不喜欢神。
I don't want to have anything to do with God.
我不想跟神有任何关系。
But the pastors, the elders, the disciples, we commit this sin.
但是信徒、牧师、长老，我们就容易犯这样的大错。
Saying that I love God.
说神我爱你。
But I don't like what he's telling me to do.
但是我不喜欢你叫我做的事。
All of us love God, do we not?
我们不是都爱神吗？
But why is it that we do not like what he's telling us to do?
不是为什么我们不喜欢听到他要我们做的事？
So we go on obeying God partially.
所以我们只选择部分的来服从神。
Partial obedience is disobedience.
部分的服从是不服从。
It's almost like say, go. So he obeys go, but he goes some other place.
他说去，他是去了，但是他去了不是他要去的地方。
Delayed obedience is disobedience.
延迟服从也是不服从。
When God says to do it today, you said, I will do it tomorrow.
当神跟你讲说今天去做，你说我明天再做。
I will do it later.
或者我以后再做。
I will do it when I graduate.
或者是我等我毕业以后再做。
I will obey after I get my house.
或者是我买完房子之后我再做。
I will obey after I retire.
或者是我退休之后再来做。
I will obey when I die.
或者是死完后死了再做。
You get the idea.
你知道吧？
Personalized obedience is disobedience.
部分的信顺服是不顺服。
In English, there's two words that make this wrong.
在英文里面呢，让这个字是错了。
To me.
对我。
I know what the Bible says, but to me, it means this.
我知道圣经是这样讲的，但是我的解释，我的了解是这样的。
God is telling me to love each other, but to me, he means love what I love.
我知道神是告诉我说要彼此相爱，对我而言，这是讲说爱我喜欢爱的。
The lot of the world operates based on those two words.
这世界上很多人都是照着这种方式来进行。
A lot of the people say, well, I know what the Bible seems to say.
很多人都说，哎，我知道圣经大概是这样讲的。
But to me,
但对我而言，
and then we start interpreting our own way.
我们就开始有我们自己的解释跟定义。
So partial obedience, delayed obedience, personalized obedience, all of these are wrong.
所以是部分服从, 延迟服从, 跟个人化的服从。
But this happens, this sin happens to those that really want to love God.
这个罪犯下来是因为我们真的很爱神。
Let me read from you a mentor of mine, Eugene Peterson, in his book. He writes it this way. It is while we are being good that we have the chance of being really bad. It is in this context of being responsible, being obedient, that we most easily substitute our will for God's will, because it is so easy to suppose that they are the same.
让我读这一段给你听，他是我的个人指导老师，叫尤金彼得森。他这样说：当我们在觉得我们自己很好的时候，正是我们很容易犯下大错的时候。因为在这个时候，我们跟神非常的亲近，我们很容易想象说，我的想法跟神非常的亲近。
This is why Christians start fighting against each other. Because we're so close to God, we think what I'm thinking must be real and must be true. Because we all want so much to love God, we think my thought is the same thing as God's thoughts.
我这样爱神，我这么样的亲近神，我的想法一定是跟神是一致的。
What I pray for must be what God wants.
我所祷告的一定是神所要的。
What I want must be what God wants.
我想要的一定也是神所想要的。
Why? Because we're so close to God.
为什么会这样呢？ 因为我跟神是这样的亲密。
This is the dangerous place to be.
这是一个非常危险的一个地带。
Temptations we fall into when we are so close to God is, again, the worst place for temptation.
这种试探通常是发生在我们跟神非常非常亲近的地方。我们以为是最安全的地方，却是一个非常危险的地带。We
start thinking that, hey, I am thinking like God.
我们开始想象说，嘿，我们的想法就跟神一样。I
am acting like God.
我表演或是我扮演，我的想法都跟神很像。
I can make decisions like God.
我也可以做跟神一样的决定。
This is the problem Jonah fell into.
这就是约拿的问题。
Again, remember, the idea says Jonah ran away from the presence of God.
记得吗? 约拿从神的面前逃离。
He was a prophet of God.
他是神的先知。
So he was very close to God.
所以他因为跟神很亲近，所以才需要逃离。
But when you're very close to God, you start thinking that I am God.
当你跟神非常亲密的时候, 你会开始想象, 我就是神。
And all of a sudden, we start deciding for ourselves.
突然间呢, 我们就开始为自己做很多的决定。
Eugene Peterson writes again, and he says this in second point I want to highlight is the experience of God, the ecstasy, the wholeness of it, is accompanied by a temptation to reproduce the experience as God. The taste for God debases into the greed to be God.
尤金彼得森又这样说，当我们感受到神的全然美好的时候，我们就会产生一种欲望，我们想要跟神一样，我们想要变成神。We
want to be with God so much.
我们好想跟神在一起。
Those of you that ever went to youth retreats or mission trips, you come back feeling, oh, I was so close with God.
当你们去过青年的退休会或者是去宣教，你们就会感觉，哦，我跟神好亲近哦。
It's like being in the mountain and you feel so close to God.
就像你去山上，你觉得，哦，我跟神好亲近哦。And
you want to continue that experience of God.
你想要持续拥有那种感觉，跟神在一起的同在的感觉。But
when you are that close with God, something happens in our heart.
当你与神那样亲近的时候，我们的心开始产生了变化。
We start wanting to be like God.
我们就开始想要变成神。
This happened to a great angel named Lucifer.
这发生在一个路西佛这个天使身上。
He was a worship leader for the angels.
他是专门带领敬拜的天使。
He was so close to God.
他好与神好亲近。
He was so close to God, he started thinking, I am God.
他这样的与神亲近，他就开始想， 我是神。
This happened in the Garden of Eden.
这个在伊甸园也发生过。
Adam and Eve, you guys know them.
亚当跟夏娃, 你也了解。
They were in the presence of God.
他们与神同在, 在神的面前。
So close to God.
非常的亲密。
So what did they do?
但是他们做了什么?
God did not really say.
神没有真的这样讲。
Remember? I know what God says, but to me.
记得吗? 我知道神这样讲, 但是对我而言, 神是这样说的。
God said not to eat the fruit, but he didn't mean that.
神说不要吃这个食物,这个水果,但是他真的不是这样讲,也不是这样觉得。This
happened to Jonah in the presence of God.
在约拿的身上也发生了,他也是在神的同在中。He
was so close to God, he started thinking that, hey, I could make my own decisions.
他跟神如此的亲密,他开始想象说,我可以开始为自己做决定。He
started confusing his identity with God.
他把自己的身份跟神的身份搞错了。He
started believing that what he was thinking was actually what God wants for him.
他开始在想说, 我所想要的也是神想要我所要的。
We think we could actually make our own decision.
我们开始想象, 我们开始觉得我们可以为自己做决定。
And we start playing God.
我们就开始扮演神。
Isn't this where we are commonly?
这是不是很像我们有时候处在的一个环境呢?
I believe every time we say no to God, we're actually playing God.
我相信我们每次拒绝神的时候，我们就在扮演神。
Every time we say, I know what the Bible says, but we are actually playing God.
每当我们知道说，我知道圣经是这样讲的，但是当我们讲这样的时候，我们就在扮演神。
We're actually saying, God, I know better.
我们是在跟神讲说，神，我比你知道的更多。
I know what you want, but I think I'm going to do it this way because I know better.
我知道你想要什么, 但是我要这样做, 因为我比你知道多一点。
I would rather do it this way.
我宁可这样做。
We start thinking that my thoughts are identical with his thoughts.
我们开始在想象, 心里盘算说, 我们的想法跟神是一致的。
Very dangerous temptation.
非常可怕的一个试探。
Many pastors fall in morality and other things because they start thinking that they are like God.
很多牧师就因为这样子跌倒。
Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8 says it this way. To make it clear, it says, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways.
以赛亚55章8节这样说, 你的道路非同我的道路, 你的意念非同我的意念。
He says it very clearly, does he not? My thoughts are not your thoughts.
他讲得非常清楚。
My ways, not your ways.
他讲得非常清楚, 你的意念非同我的意念, 你的道路非同我的道路。
But when we're so close to God, we start thinking my thoughts are like his thoughts.
当我们跟神非常亲近的时候, 我们就开始想象, 我们的
And my ways are his ways. So I will decide what I want to do. This is the reason why many of us struggle daily, weekly, monthly.
struggle.
We come across a very mix of emotions.
我们会有很多不同的情绪。
On one big part, which is really true, we so desire God.
在某一方面，我们非常想要跟神亲近。
But on the other side, we so desire me.
但是在另一方面呢，我们又非常想要我们自己。
And it's always a fight and struggle.
永远在那里征战。
Why? Because we start confusing our identity. Let me say it this way. He is God.
让我这样讲, 他是神,
I am not.
我不是。
Can you say that? He is God.
He is God.
I am not.
I am not.
If we could remember that, I think we'll all be good.
如果我们能够记住这一点的话呢, 我们应该 很好，很稳妥。
So first thing he first problem he has is he didn't like what God was telling him to do.
So 第一件事呢，他是不喜欢神告诉他怎么做。
He started thinking that he was like God.
第二呢，他就开始想我就是神。
And then the third point is, he looked over Tarshish and he thought that was a better place to be.
啊，看着他斯，他说那是比较好的地方。
Tarshish was the farthest place that he could think of.
他斯是他能够想象中最远的地方。
I'm going to go to China and do mission work.
我要去中国去传教。
Not here in San Jose.
不要在圣何西。
That's the idea. I want to go as far away as what God wants me to do.
就是这种想法，我要逃得远远的。
It's a big booming city, Tarshish.
是一个非常繁荣进步的城市。
It's a very different place.
非常不同的地方。
Very exotic place.
非常豪华。
And so Jonah says, I'm going to go there.
约拿说，我要去那里。
Jonah did go.
约拿是去了。
But he chose his own destination.
但是他选择他自己的目的地。
He obeyed, but he chose the people.
他服从了，但是他选择他要服侍的人。
Jonah, the prophet of God, was in the presence of God, but he fails miserably.
神的先知约拿，他在神的面前，神的同在，但是却跌得非常的悲惨。
I think these three things happened very instantly.
我相信这三件事同时发生非常的快速。
I've broken it down to three things, but it almost happens very instantly.
我虽然把它分成三点，三件事，但是我想是发生的非常的快速。
Think about it this way. He didn't like what God said.
你这样想好了，他不喜欢神对他说的事。
He thought he knew better.
他以为他知道的比较多。
And instantly he says, I'm going to go somewhere else.
马上他就想说，我要去别的地方。
Do we not do this all the time?
我们不是也常常这样做吗？
We know what God desires for us.
我们知道神对我们的心意是什么。
But instantly we don't like what he says.
但是马上我们就不喜欢他对我们所说的话。
And then we decide what we want to do on our own.
然后我们就决定我们自己要怎么做。
We start playing God.
我们就开始扮演神。
We start saying no to God.
我们开始拒绝神。
This behavior leads Jonah to a storm.
这样的行为呢，造成了约拿要面对一个很大的风暴。
Chapter 1, verse 4 says, Because of this, verse 1 to 3, verse says, Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up.
约拿书第一章第一节这样说，然而耶和华使海中起大风，海就狂风大作，甚至船几乎破坏。
Rest of the story is very interesting.
接下来的故事是非常有趣的。
Jonah causes the storm.
约拿造成了这个风暴。
And all the sailors are trying to survive the storm.
所有的水手都在那里拼命的要维持他们的生命求生。
But Jonah goes below deck and he falls asleep.
但是约拿却下到底舱去睡觉。
Have you been at those places? You just fought with your wife or you fought with somebody and nothing matters. You're so angry that the storm outside you don't care about.
你有没有经历过这样的情况？你跟你的妻子吵架，你吵得非常的热烈，非常的生气，但是你却跑去睡觉，外面什么事、什么风暴都不管。
When somebody says, "Hey, nice day," what's so nice?
人家跟你讲说，哇，今天天气很好，今天是很好的天。你说
，Because I have a battle inside my heart.
因为我在里面有很大的征战。
And so Jonah didn't care that there was a big storm outside. There was a big storm inside.
所以约拿不太在意外面有什么大风暴，他的心里面有一个很大的风暴。
So rather than dealing with it all, he goes down below deck and he just falls asleep.
他也不想处理，也不想解决，他就跑到底舱去睡觉。
But the sailors all throw a lot, and it comes down that Jonah is the reason for the storm.
但是水手们却在船上拼命的往东西往外面丢，要求生存。他们发现这个罪魁祸首的风暴的罪魁祸首，居然是约拿。
So not only Jonah was he running away from God, but he was putting all the sailors in danger.
不止约拿呢，造成这个风暴，他也使他周边的人都有生命的危险。
There's a lesson here, I think.
这里我们可以得到一个教训。
When the people of God run away from God,
当神的子民逃离神的面
we not only stop the gospel, but we actually bring danger to other people.
我们不止使福音没有办法广传，我们还会危及到我们周边的人。
He said, "I want you to be the salt and the light."
他说我要你成为盐跟光。
But I think when we disobey God, we could actually bring danger to other people.
但是我想，当我们不服从神的时候，我们会危及我们身边的人。
Jonah, in return, has a compassion for the sailors.
啊，约拿回来的时候，对这些水手有同情心。
So he admits that, you know, I caused the storm.
他告诉这些水手，是因为我造成这个风暴。
What a shame.
真是很害羞，很丢脸。
And he says, throw me overboard.
把我丢入海里吧。
Rather than throwing him overboard, all the sailors try to save him by doing harder work.
我这些水手没有把他丢到海里，他们试着要把船摇回岸边。
They throw all the cargo overboard, all the goods.
他把他们的行李、货物全部丢入海里。
And finally, that doesn't work.
这样也没有办法停止这个风暴。
And verse 14, they plead with God, God, don't hold this man's life against us.
在第十四节讲到，他说他们请求神，告诉神说，神不要把约拿的性命归在我们的头上。
And sailors throw Jonah overboard.
水手们就把约拿丢入海中。
And then the whole sea calms down.
海就平静了。
And then the story, as all of us know, in verse 16, all the sailors are praising God.
第十六节，所有的水手都赞美神。
People that person that should have been praising God was Jonah, but even the sailors are praising God.
我该赞美神的没赞美，但是这些水手却赞美神。
And then verse 17 says, "But the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish 3 days and 3 nights."
在第十七节讲到神预备了一条大鱼吞了约拿，他在鱼腹里待了三天三日三夜。
The storm was God's grace.
这个风暴是神的恩典。
The big fish was God's grace.
这大鱼也是神的恩典。
God loved Jonah so much, he sent the storm.
神如此的爱约拿，他送了一个大风暴来。
God loved Jonah so much that he actually provided a big fish.
神如此的爱约拿，他也预备了一个大鱼。
Sometimes we disobey God and we get into storms.
有时候我们不服从神，我们就会遇见风暴。
But in those storms, we have to admit, God, I was wrong.
在这个风暴中，我们就要承认说，神，我是错的。
Sometimes we have to say, God, throw me overboard.
有时候我们要跟神讲，神啊，把我抛入海中吧。
And when we repent of our ways, a big fish comes and swallows us up.
当我们认罪悔改的时候，这个大鱼就会把我们吞进去。
In the storm, all the confusion, all the things that I was holding on to becomes very insignificant.
在这个风暴中的时候，我们所有生活上的一些小细节，一些干扰我们的事情，都会消失。
When you're in the belly of a fish, there's no internet, there's no people to call, you don't have emails, everything stops.
当你在鱼腹中，没有网路，没有电子邮件，我们不需要打电话给任何人，所有事情都停止了。
We get God's attention and God gets our attention.
我们会给神我们的注意力，神也会得到我们的注意力。
That is grace.
这是恩典。
So Jonah didn't like what God was saying.
约拿不喜欢神下对他下的命令。
He started thinking, "Oh, I know better than you, God."
他开始想说，神，我比你了解更多。
So I'm gonna choose my own destination and go to Tarshish.
我要自己选择我的目的地，我要去他斯。
So God sends a big storm.
神就造成一个大风暴。
Jonah has to be thrown overboard.
约拿要被抛入海中。
And then he gets swallowed up by a fish.
然后被大鱼吞进去。
Very fun story, right?
好玩有趣的故事吗？
Now let me end it this way. Where are you in this story?
让我这样结束这个故事。你现在在这个故事情节的哪一段？
I share this message because it is so easy for people that love God to fall into this temptation.
我分享这个故事是因为我们很容易在爱神的当中进入这样的试探。
When we want so much of God, so to be so close to God, we fall into this temptation.
当我们极度的要神，极度的想和神亲近的时候，我们很容易掉入这样的试探。
So where are you in this story?
所以你在这故事中的哪一段情节呢？
Have you heard God's word?
你有听到神的话吗？
And have you said, I don't like what he's saying?
你有跟他说，我不喜欢你告诉我的事吗？
Have you been playing God in your heart?
你有在你心中扮演神吗？
I know what the Bible is saying, but...
我知道圣经是这样讲，但是...
But I'm going to choose my own way of life.
但是我要自己选择我的生命。
Have we been sailing for some other place?
你跟我是不是有航行到不同的地方呢？
Have we been saying, oh, God wants me to do this, but you know what? I'm going to do this.
我没有跟神讲说，我知道你要我去做这个，但是我要做这个。
Are you actively running away from God?
你有没有逃离神的面？
Are you in the storm?
你在风暴中吗？
Maybe the best thing that could happen to us today is to be thrown overboard.
也许今天最好的事情发生在我们身上，就是被丢入海里。
To experience God's grace.
去经历神的恩典。
It's not a story that ends, because you know chapter 2 comes right after chapter 1.
这个故事没有这样结束，因为我们知道第二章就在第一节后面，第一章后面。
There's chapter 3 and 4.
还有第三章、第四章。
So if you get a chance, go home tonight or whenever you can. Go home and read the story.
如果有机会的话，你可以继续把第二章、第三章、第四章都把它读完。
I pray that God would have spoken to you personally.
我为你祷告，神会亲自对你说话。
Again, if you want to be close to God, be careful of this temptation.
我再次提醒你，如果你要与神同在，你非常想要神，你要非常小心这样的一个试探。
So easy for us to think that my thoughts are like his thoughts.
我们太容易就这样觉得我们的想法跟神的想法是一模一样的。
And start doing whatever we want to do.
开始自己下决定，自己做自己想要做的事。
Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
我们一起来祷告吧。
Father in heaven, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for teaching us today through this simple story. Yet, Father, we have understood that all of us are very vulnerable to this higher sin. Lord, we would never admit that we're like God. We would never admit that we're trying to be like you. But, Father, when we look under the hood, when we look inside of our heart, there are so many times when we have said directly or indirectly to you, God, I know what you're telling me, but I am not going to do that because I think I know better. Because I actually want to do this instead of what you're telling me to do. Father, today you have spoken to us in a simple language that we commit the sin of trying to be like God. Forgive us, Lord. I pray for my brothers and sisters at Ark Baptist Church, for each person, from pastor down to deacons to children and youth. I pray, Father in heaven, that each of us will be very mindful of this simple story. How easy it is to fall into this temptation. To think that my ways must be what God wants for me. Father, I pray that we would hear your word clearly and follow exactly what you want us to do. Heavenly Father, some of us maybe in the midst of storm, because we have chosen to disobey you, maybe you are sending storm into our life. Help us to be grateful for the storm. Help us that all the static, all the confusion, all the insignificant things would go away and that we may focus on you. I thank you that some of us here, Lord God, you have already asked to be thrown overboard, and some of us, Lord God, maybe inside the belly of a fish, feeling like there's nothing except you. But Lord, all of us want that. To have undivided attention with you. To have full attention of being with you. To depend wholly on you alone. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would bless my brothers and sisters here. Help us not to confuse our identity. You are God. I am your servant. help us to follow your word, your commands fully. We love you, God. Thank you for this time. Make this message personal now. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. We thank Pastor CJ for this message. It's very true that this is a great temptation for all the believers. 对我们所有的信主的人来讲, 这才是真的试探, because we want to do our own way. And we all know that what we should be doing, but actually we try to escape from it. 我们都知道该做什么, 因为, the Holy Spirit, 圣灵在我们的心里面, 都一直在跟我们说, 我们该做什么, 我们, actually, 我们每一个人都很清楚, 但是很多的时候呢, 我们就是 try to 逃掉, 那今天的, today's message help us to just face our situation and make decision that if we have to jump out the, off the boat and to meet, to face this scenario, then we have to do it. 如果我们真的一定要跳到海里面去面对我们的状况, 但是 make it right, 做对的话, 那我们就是得做这个决定, 所以求神也帮助我们, 我们来唱一首诗歌, let's sing a song to reflect the message, 开我的眼。